This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 261 for Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market is showing weakness on Wednesday morning following declines in crude oil. Crude oil is dropping due to rising United States stockpiles and hawkish sentiment from the U.S. Federal Reserve. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while Chicago soy oil is slightly lower. The Canadian dollar is down one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract is down $3.50 per ton at $661.10. In the U.S., corn and wheat are making gains, while soybeans are somewhat lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply-demand estimates on Tuesday. Projected U.S. corn ending stocks for 2024-25 were left unchanged at 1.540 billion bushels. Meanwhile, world carryout was estimated at 290.31 million tons, down 3.03 million from the January estimate. In Argentina, expected corn production dropped by 1 million tons at 50 million, while in Brazil, estimated production also went down 1 million tons at 126 million. Patria Agronegocios cut its Brazilian corn production estimate by 4.8 million tons at 125.03 million. ANAC raised its projection for February exports from Brazil by 270,000 tons at 1.3 million. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American estimates unchanged at 123 million tons for Brazil and 47 million for Argentina. The March corn contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.91. The projected 2024-25 U.S. soybean carryout was also unchanged at 380 million bushels. Projected worldwide carryout was cut by 4.03 million tons from last month at 124.34 million, which was also 3.45 million tons lower than the average trade estimate. Argentine production lost 3 million tons at 49 million, while Brazilian production was left unchanged at 169 million. Cordonnier raised his Brazilian soybean estimate by 1 million tons at 171 million, while leaving his estimate for Argentina unchanged at 49 million. However, Patria Agronegocios cut its projection for Brazil by 1.07 million tons at 165.87 million. ANAC raised its projection for Brazilian exports in February by 330,000 tons at 10.3 million. The March soybean contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.36. The USDA cut its 2024-25 carryout projection for U.S. wheat by 4 million bushels at 794 million. Meanwhile, the worldwide carryout was cut by 1.26 million tons at 257.56 million. France's Ag Ministry raised its acreage estimate for the 2025-26 wheat crop by 1.3% at 11.3 million acres, up 10% from the previous year. Wheat exports from the European Union so far this marketing year totaled 13 million tons, down from 20.37 million 1 year ago. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.99. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.